how to find in the morning papers, it's how to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's how to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio, truth is on talk radio.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Danny Schechter, the movie In Debt We Trust. Orlando Weekly said economic lesson meets supersize me. And also my co-host for Cash Flow that airs Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on the Republic Broadcasting Network, James Martinez. I want to play this clip from the movie In Debt We Trust. This is Lorraine Bracco. She's an actor. She played the psychologist or psychiatrist on Sopranos. Listen to this one. And you will play. There you go.
What happened was for me is I declared a Chapter 11, so therefore I sold off properties that I owned half of. And with that money did I use to pay back my creditors. The second chance was is that it allowed for 1 year everything to stay until I was able to maneuver everything to work in my favor. I needed them to wait for me so I could sell properties and put that money into the bankruptcy. You know, bankruptcy is very expensive. The attorney fees are a fortune. It's not an easy decision to make. I mean, there are a lot of things that go with it.
What about stigma and shame? Did you
Yes,
ever...
there is that.
Tell me about that. I mean,
it's very embarrassing. I was very embarrassed that I had worked so hard to achieve what I did, and then because of the custody battle, I owed so much money to the attorneys. There were many times I believed I would never get out of the hole. That's for sure.
Congress has passed this reform bill, which makes it much harder for people to get bankruptcies today. And the reason they did it is they said they did it because people are scamming the system, and therefore they have to make it almost impossible for people to be able to avail themselves of bankruptcy.
I'm sure, unfortunately, there are people who do that. The problem is there are millions of people who go through divorce, sickness, custody battles, I mean, a litany of things that don't justify that. So it's really an unfortunate situation that you have, you know, the couple of bad apples that ruin an entire system that's made to help people just like me. We live in a society that we think every actress or movie star or every rich person has no problems. And we're just like everybody else. The second chance comes when the judge turns around and says, Miss Bracco, you have used this system in the right way. Congratulations. I hope for you a brighter future for you and your children.
Brighter future for you and your children. That's an excerpt out of the movie, In Debt We Trust, America Before the Bubble Burst. And, of course, she stars on Sopranos, she went through it. What exactly did the judge mean when you said you did?
Well, it's that she got in on the old bankruptcy law, so she had complied with it, and then the judge granted her, you know, bankruptcy relief and said he hopes, you know, that her future is better, you know, in terms of her financial problems because she went through a divorce, et cetera, and so forth.
Right.
But, you know, it can happen to anyone. It was my point. That's why I wanted to have her in there as a star. She courageously agreed to come in and talk about the issues
right.
because, you know, this is a crisis that cuts
across. Danny, I got a break here. Just hold on. We got to take a break. Then we'll have a long segment coming up. 800-313-9443. Join us.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Well, one of the rarities in radio, when you have hot guests, people don't want to call, they want to listen. And that's okay. But folks, the problem is that there are too many listeners out there and not enough people interacting. And one of the, Danny, one of the things that you point out in your movie, and also, who was the... James, who was the director of Maxed Out?
James Skurlock.
Yeah, and both of you guys, Danny, had done the same thing and posed the question, and it was resounding, is people are embarrassed about this. They don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a true... I mean, I'm really shocked that, for example, with this film being so timely and so relevant, it's so hard to get attention, to get distribution, to get into theaters, to get it on television more. You know what I mean? I mean, I can't think of anything that's happening right now that affects our future more. I mean, you know, the dangers of a recession, God forbid, a depression, you know, it's not unthinkable anymore. And what we're dealing with here is we've got to know about this, folks. We've got to know about what's happening to our money, to our economy, to our financial system, and what we can do about it. That's essential, you know, I mean, to our survival. And you know, it's very hard when you find people you know, they get into what we called in TV the Mego pose. You know what that means?
Mm-hmm.
My eyes glaze over, you know? It's too complicated. I can't understand it. You know what I mean? You know, you go to the store, you put down a dollar bill, and you want your change. You get no change. You understand that right away. That's something that used to cost 50 cents now costs a dollar. Okay? I mean,
right.
It's not that complicated to understand it, but it's really important that people realize that they're smart enough to understand it, because the people who are doing all the financial maneuvers who are supposed to be so smart are not so smart, okay?
Yeah.
They're screwing themselves as well as the rest of us, and that's why we need, as best we can, to find out what we can. And that's why I made the movie In Debt We Trust, the website again, indebtwetrust.com, my columns on stopthesqueeze.org. I have to leave you now, unfortunately,
okay.
But I'd really love to come back sometime, anytime you'd like me to come back. I really...
Alrighty, Danny.
I really value what you do, and I really wish you the best of luck with it.
Danny Schechter, good job. You smacked
Thanks
it
so
over
much.
The center field fence, my friend.
Thank you.
Great right. job.
Okay, bye now.
Thanks, Danny.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Yeah,
yeah, there you go. One more time, everybody. Are you starting to see it yet?
Yeah. And I appreciate, you know, what he was saying. You know, that, you know, he's not going to be too hard or too critical on his media buddies, but that is part of the problem. You know, that's why
his media buddies. It's
yeah.
their problem, too.
Oh, well, yeah. But see, yeah. but everybody is afraid to speak out. You know, yeah. can you imagine, like, was it you, James, that said that, you know, that, Oprah Winfrey, I mean, here's the richest woman in television.
Right.
And why won't she have this guy on?
Well, exactly. She'll have Susie Orman on, though.
Oh, absolutely.
She'll have Susie Orman and make her career, and Citibank will, quote-unquote, her advertisers, Citibank, live richer, like I explained that before. And then Susie Orman, after she's groomed, after Oprah kind of groomed her, she went on to radio first and then got her own network show. And, of course, the truth about that is in Maxed Out,
mm-hmm.
about, you know, the money she's getting from the bankers or affiliates of the bankers for that. So it's like everywhere. It's like everywhere. Does everybody have to sell out? Do we care about tomorrow? Do we care about our children? Do we care what's happening?
Yeah.
It's really, I see when I was listening to Danny, I could tell, I'm interested in everybody's perspective on how he perceives it as a filmmaker, but how he perceives it with one-on-one individuals too, and it's very right. It's very an emotional, internal self-esteem issue.
Well, and I was going to suggest to him that he look into Ron Paul. He's the libertarian and Republican sheep clothing out there, but here's a guy that wouldn't offend the liberals any more than he would offend conservatives out there. Because he was the only guy in the campaign trail kept hammering the thing, the Constitution, Constitution, Constitution.
Right. Do we remember what that is? Anybody? Hello?
Yeah. Hello. And in that Constitution, it was Congress's job to weights and measures and to coin money. In other words, it was in our hands. Now, somebody might say, James, that, well, wait a minute here. You're going to put that in the same hands of the people that have spent us into oblivion? Well,
right.
here's the deal, folks. They ushered that in because they recognized that, wait a minute, to be a successful politician and to bring home the money to my districts, well, I can just be up here just writing checks like there's no end to our checkbook. And essentially, that is what has exactly happened. If we had an honest money system backed by gold or silver in this country, they wouldn't be able to do this credit thing and borrow against the income of whomever into the future. I don't know
right.
how much money needs to be generated by how many rats running in the mill here to pump out $100 trillion.
How many children's children through how many generations will have to deal with this?
Yeah, I mean, it's just absolutely incredible. So, and you're exactly right, but who is going to step up to the plate? If Rush Limbaugh had me on his program, see, this is the trick. He can do 3 hours of programming every day. He's good enough entertainer. And I don't know if it's because of his Oxycontin or what. I don't know. But the guy just breezes through 15 hours a week, and he does it with absolutely no fact, just his opinion. But he's an opinion maker.
But right. Could you see Rush Limbaugh having me on his show for a half hour?
They'd be like, okay, thanks, John. Go ahead. The door's that way.
They'd have to shoot
they'd
him.
They'd lose all their people.
Forget canceling his contract. They'd have to shoot him. This guy's on 600 radio stations across the country. And if Rush Limbaugh come out tomorrow and said, ladies and gentlemen, it seems that we have some financial problems. Could you imagine what would happen if Rush, the Lush Limbaugh here, went out and said, hey, I got a story, and for the next 3 hours, you don't move. I got something to tell you.
I'm wondering, would he have the guts to do that?
Well, probably not, because he's making what? Last count, in his heyday, he had contracts and all sorts of things. This guy was pulling down more than 100 mil.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, here's the question. Does he have enough money socked away? Does he have enough money that if somebody killed his contract or whatever, does he have enough money that he's made that he can walk away from this thing with a clean conscience? Because here's his caveat. Here's his escape clause. I'm just an entertainer. He will tell you that. I'm just here to entertain you.
Yeah. Well, you're not just an entertainer, Rush. You're a person first, and you're a person that's living here, and you're still got to abide by the rules just like everybody else.
Ah, but here's the thing. Here's the thing, James. People in this country equate their freedom and their ability to do things by how much cash they got in their account. Now,
yeah.
I'm sure that he feels that he's the most liberated person on planet Earth. The powers that be have been really, really good to him. Of course, he's really done nothing in changing this country except to entertain people 3 hours a day. And then I'm not saying that that's good or bad. I mean, kudos to Mr. Rush Limbaugh for knocking down $100 million a year.
Right.
But the point is that any time that you tune in, you might as well be listening to Rush Limbaugh 24/7. Don't turn on the news. Don't turn on the controlled media. That the bankers have their hand in their back pockets as well as the corporations. And if you do something that might interfere with their sales or their projections or their profit margins, guess what? Your water's cut off. Well, here's the deal, folks. Everybody's water is going to be cut off. Rush Limbaugh, you know, through inflation, hey, very soon his $100 million is going to dwindle down to $50 million. But again, does he have enough in the bank to feel comfortable that he could survive? Or more importantly, here's the thing, more importantly, does he have enough cash in the stash to speak the truth and be able to walk away from it and sleep at night without the aid of Oxycontin or whatever else the guy's using? There's the difference.
The guilt of knowing the truth.
The guilt.
My thing is, like,
I like that. The guilt of knowing the truth.
Because, I see the educators, I know what the judges and how they're ruling in the courts regarding these issues. And at the end of the day, I don't care who it is, if you look them in the face, strip their title, strip their name, and just look them at as a person, like, can you live with raping a nation?
Hey, I got a news flash. Breaking news here. All right, we've all seen what the press did with Mr. Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we've seen what the press did. Well, this guy is a lunatic, and he just got up there and rambled, and he didn't say anything, and he wants to kill everybody in Israel, blah, 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 blah. Well, guess what is going on at the exact moment that you and I are talking on this program? Press TV in Iran is broadcasting In Debt We Trust as we speak on the same satellite feed that we broadcast on.
Synchronicity. Ladies and gentlemen, for everybody that's listening, that is pure synchronicity, and that tells you right now that you should really, really take this seriously, because it's not going to go away when this program shuts off or when you go to bed tonight. You'll wake up in the morning and things are still going to be the same, and it's going to require you to find something within yourself that's more than you've ever been, to bridge minds and bridge with everybody that you know to make this issue something that you change yourself.
That's right. I mean, there is no other way around this. And you know what? While you are here, and since the people in Iran actually are listening to this network, and we enjoy you guys coming up, I want to do a story here, and this is for you people in Iran. And you get your interpreter and you get this over to Ahmadinejad. We're going to tell you the real deal here on these nukes. That, remember the story a couple of weeks ago that, well, the United States Air Force just happened to come up? All right. When when we get back from the break, folks, I'm going to do this story by Wayne Madsen. And I'm glad that people in Iraq are paying, or I'm sorry, in Iran are paying attention here, because we're going to tell you the real poop behind this mistake, supposedly. The neocons wanted some nuclear weapons in the Middle East. And I'm going to give you the full story on this. And I guarantee you, you're not going to hear this on any controlled media. The neocons up there and everybody that it's attached at the hip are not going to tell you, for obvious reasons. When we get back, I'm going to do this story, and then I want to get your take on this, James. We'll do that right after this.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out? School, that's what this is. The Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out? At school, that's what this is.
All right, we're back. The Oregon Truth Alliance, that is the website, OregonTruthAlliance.org, where you can find this story. A couple of weeks ago, we were given the story about these six nuclear warheads that just happened to come up missing. Now, here's what actually happened. Air Force refused to fly weapons to Middle East theater. WMR has learned that from the U.S. and foreign intelligence sources that the B-52 transporting six stealth AGM-129 advanced cruise missiles, each armed with a W-81 nuclear warhead, on August 30th, were destined for the Middle East via Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana. However, Elements of the Air Force, supported by U.S. intelligence agency personnel, successfully revealed the ultimate destination of the nuclear weapons, and the mission was aborted due to internal opposition within the Air Force and the U.S. intelligence community. Yesterday, the Washington Post attempted to explain away the fact that America's nuclear command and control system broke down in an unprecedented manner, reporting that it was the result of security failures at multiple levels. It is now apparent that the command and control breakdown, reported as bent spear incident to the Secretary of Defense and White House, was not the result of a command and control chain of command failures, but the result of a revolt and a pushback by various echelons within the Air Force and intelligence agencies against a planned U.S. attack on Iran using nuclear and conventional weapons. The Washington Post story on bent spear may have actually been an effort in damage control by the Bush administration. WMR has been informed by knowledgeable sources that one of the six nuclear-armed cruise missiles was and still may be unaccounted for. In that case, the nuclear reporting incident would have gone far beyond bent spear to a National Command Authority alert known as Empty Quiver and the special classification of Pinnacle. Just as the report was being prepared, Newsweek reported that Vice President Dick Cheney, recently departed Middle East advisor David Wormser, told a small group of advisors some months ago that Cheney had considered asking Israel to launch a missile attack on Iranian nuclear sites at Natanz. Cheney reasoned that after the Iranian retaliatory strike, the United States would have ample reasons to launch its own massive attack on Iran. However, plans for Israel to attack Iran directly were altered to an Israeli attack on supposed the Syrian-Iranian North Korean nuclear installation and northern Syria. Now, WMR has learned that the U.S. attack on Iran using nuclear and conventional weapons was scheduled to coincide with Israel's September 6 air attack on a reputed Syrian nuclear facility, and I believe this is Deir az-Zawar near the village of Tal Abad, I do believe it's A-B-Y-A-D, in northern Syria, near the Turkish border. Israel's attack codename Operation Orchard was to provide a reason for the U.S. to strike Iran. The neoconservative propaganda onslaught was to cite the cooperation of the George Bush three remaining axis of evil states, Syria, Iran, and North Korea, to justify a sustained Israeli attack on Syria and a massive U.S. attack on Iran. Now, WMR has learned from military sources on both sides of the Atlantic that there was a definite connection between Israel's Operation Orchard and Bent Spear involving the B-52 that flew the six nuclear-armed cruise missiles from Minot Air Force Base in North Dakota to Barksdale Air Force Base in Alabama. Now, there's also a connection, or is that Louisiana? I think it's Louisiana. There's also a connection between these two events as the Pentagon's highly classified Project Checkmate, a compartmentalized U.S. Air Force program that has been working on an attack plan for Iran since June of this year, around the same time that Cheney was working on the joint Israeli-U.S. attack scenario on Iran. Project Checkmate was leaked in an article by military analyst Eric Margolis in the Rupert Murdoch-owned newspaper, The Times of London, is a program that involves over two dozen Air Force officers and headed by Brigadier General Lawrence Stutz, I do believe this is Stutzrim, and his chief civilian advisor, Dr. Laney Cass, a former Israeli military intelligence officer who, astoundingly, is now involved in planning a joint U.S. military, U.S.-Israeli massive military attack on Iran that involves a decapitating blow on Iran by hitting between 3,000 to 4,000 targets in the country. Now, Stutzrim and Cass reported directly to the Air Force Chief of Staff, General Michael Mosley, who has also been charged with preparing a report on the B-52 nuclear weapons incident. Now, CAS's area of speciality in cyber warfare, which includes ensuring information blockades, such as that imposed by the Israeli government on the Israeli media regarding the Syrian air attack on the alleged Syrian nuclear installation. Now, British intelligence sources have reported that the Israeli attack on Syria was a true flag attack originally designed to foreshadow a U.S. attack on Iran. Now, after the U.S. Air Force pushback against transporting the six cruise missiles armed with a DAGM-129s to the Middle East, Israel went ahead with its attack on Syria in order to help ratchet up tensions between Washington on the one side of Damascus, Tehran, and North Korea on the other. Now, the other part of checkmate, the brief is to ensure that a media perception management is waged against Syria, Iran, and North Korea. Now, this is where the manipulation gets on. I wish Schechter was still on and listening to this right now, because these clowns, Dick Cheney and the boys, want us in World War III, and they want one hell of a lot of people dead, and they want to start the new front in Israel, or, I'm sorry, the roadmap to peace for our dear Israeli friends over there. More on this, and I want to get your take off of this, James, when we get back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you, because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
To the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Now, as I said before the break, the other part of Checkmate's brief is to ensure the media perception management, in other words, just lies, is waged against Syria, Iran, and North Korea. Let me digress here for a second. What did they just do to Mr. Ahmadinejad when he hit the United Nations? And George Bush was standing in front of him at the podium at the United Nations. Ahmadinejad is sitting right there. And what did our courageous leader do? He didn't want to talk about Iran when the president was sitting right there. How much of a coward is this? He wants to launch nuclear weapons against him. Let me continue with this, and then I want to get your take on it, James. Hold on. This involves articles such as which appeared in Joby Warrick's and Walter Pincus' bylines in yesterday's Washington Post. The article titled The Saga of Bent Spear quotes a number of seasoned Air Force nuclear weapons experts saying that such an incident is unprecedented in the history of the Air Force. For example, retired Air Force General Eugene Habiger, the former chief of the U.S. Strategic Command, said he has been in the nuclear business since 1966 and has never been aware of an incident more disturbing. Command and control breakdown involving U.S. nuclear weapons are unprecedented, except for the fact that the U.S. military is now waging an internal war against neocons who are embedded in the U.S. government and military chain of command who are intent on using nuclear weapons in a preemptive war with Iran. Checkmate and Operation Orchard would have provided the cover for a preemptive U.S. and Israeli attack on Iran had it not been for Bent Spear involving the B-52. In on a plan to launch a preemptive attack on Iran involving nuclear weapons were, according to our sources, Cheney, National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley, members of the Checkmate team at the Pentagon, who have close connections to Israeli intelligence and pro-Israel think tanks in Washington, including the Hudson Institute, British Foreign Secretary David Miliband, a political advisor to Tony Blair prior to becoming a member of parliament, Israeli political leaders like Prime Minister Ehud Olmert and Likud leader Benjamin Netanyahu, and French Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner, who did his part last week to ratchet up tensions between Iran by suggesting that war with Iran was a probability. Kouchner retracted his statement after the U.S. plans for the Iran deal were delayed. Now, although Air Force tried to keep the B-52 incident from the media, anonymous Air Force personnel leaked the story to Military Times on September 5th, the day before the Israelis attacked the alleged nuclear installation in Syria and the day planned for the simultaneous U.S. attack on Iran. Now, the leaking of classified information on U.S. nuclear weapons disposition or movement to the media is itself unprecedented. Air Force regulations require the sending of classified B-line reports to higher Air Force authorities on the disclosure of classified Air Force information to the media. Now, I'm going to stop here because I don't want to go through this whole thing. But, James, what do you think about this?
Dad, when I listen to that, I am just completely like, what is the matter with us? One nuclear weapon, the planet cannot handle this. It's everybody's business. I mean, I don't care what government it is. When you're using nuclear weapons, we can't, we're in a major meltdown sociologically and financially for us here. Nuclear weapons, it's not an option. It's not an option. It's crazy that even they're even considering that. It just creates more tension. It creates more fear. And if that happens anywhere, it's over for all of us.
Well,
environmentally.
And I've said before on this program that there is a reason why the Anti-Defamation League in this country doesn't go after me or this network. Is it because, remember the Roddy Piper film, They Live?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You put on the special sunglasses and you can see the invaders.
See the real thing. Right.
Yeah, see the invaders. And you can see the little signs that actually says consume, propagate, you know, whatever. But, you know, this was a class of people, actually aliens, were taking over the earth. And they were here to harvest us, not to eat us, but to make us work for their benefit. Same damn thing with the bankers. But in this case, with this deal that they want a nuclear strike,
that's crazy. It's just so crazy.
But see here,
do we have any friends left in the world when we're going around marching around saying we're going to do that?
Well, I'm going to tell you what. Part of the program here is to discredit the United States, and we don't have time to jump down that rabbit hole. But one of the things that is designed to help crush the government or the United States in general is to have it disaffected to the entire planet. And what do you think that they're doing right now? We have got a madman and his buddy joined at the hip in the Oval Office right now, plotting of ways to do the roadmap for peace for Israel. And by the way, guess what, folks? Who holds the keys to the kingdom here on the nuclear weapons? Nothing less short of an Israeli company. I'm going to get into that as well. But James,
This is why I'm saying, you know, I don't want to talk about 9/11 anymore. I don't want to talk about the assassination of JFK. I don't want to talk about inane things let me back up and let me correct that. Not inane. It was a great public relations coup. You know, we had a few Hollywood stars who come out and got on television and said, you know, I'm concerned about 9/11 and this official report on all of these things. And that's fine. But folks, nuclear. I mean, what happens if we attack Iran with nuclear weapons? Do you think maybe Russia might get involved or maybe China?
Oh, it's just going to be such a mess. It's just crazy that this government that we're living under has managed to last this long and be able to go around policing and telling everybody what to think and what to do. And when that comes out as a major, you know, news story and that's all over the place, it's just like, what's happening?
Yeah.
It's crazy to me. It's just crazy.
Well, and my point about this is that, you know, here we're facing World War III that might turn into a nuclear holocaust. We've got a depression staring us right between the very eyes. And we've got the North American Union, the globalists. They want us part and parcel of their global governance scheme. We have all of these issues going on, and we're still talking about 9/11. People get off of stuck on stupid. We are in perilous times that they want to create the chaos of which they'll bring their brand of order out of it. But you know what? You may not be around to survive it to even witness it.
Now,
hey, James, let me do this because I want to put out the information. If people have not heard the program on the network, forget listening to that other guy. Only listen for him to 2 hours a day instead of three. And I don't care what guest he has up on the third hour. Just drop in, okay, on cash flow from 1 to 2 p.m. Central Time on this network. And what we're doing with this that's going to get syndicated nationwide, all right, we got the wheels in motion, the websites, everything is all mapped out. The backers of this thing are coming online. This is going to be huge. And what it's going to do is teach people not only about the credit card fraud out there, but the banking fraud as well. And we're going to package this in such a way that there are going to be so many millions of people that are going to be finding out about the fraud that's been perpetrated on them. I mean, at that point in time, we have them in our very hands, what we have been after all these years, to pump the correct information into these people's minds so they can start making decisions on who they elect as their representatives in Washington, D.C., or their state, or what they do about their personal finances, how they're supposed to plan for the future when they have absolutely no information as to what's driving it or what these people are up to. And I encourage you, everybody that's listening to this program today, for gosh sakes, please tune in to Cashflow 1 to 2 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday, right here on this network. And you are going to be part of history in the making. And James, you're connected with a company that does credit card elimination or, how should we say, extreme reduction.
Yeah, exactly. And for everybody that's out there, when you have those issues, you can go to the website, get the information there. Feel free to contact me.
And folks, let me give you a little hint as to what you can do to financially protect yourself. You can dump the credit card debt, take that money that you would have been paying to the taskmasters, the interest bearers out there, go out and buy yourself some gold and silver or some food or some ammunition or whatever you need to buy. Okay, stop paying the taskmasters and start taking care of yourself.
That's really important. John is exactly right.
Extremely important. James Martinez, his email is getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. And we have a toll-free number, not on your nickel anymore, folks. We've just installed a toll-free number for that. It is 877-331-0626. That number again, write it down. 877-331-0626. And yesterday, we activated the archives for cash flow on republicbroadcasting.org. Just go to the archive page, and you can catch up on all this information. Folks, don't be embarrassed. Don't be afraid. Take charge of your financial future, because you're going to need every single dime that you can pull together in the near future, no matter what happens. James, I appreciate you coming up. We've done almost, 3 hours of radio today.
Right on. And
I appreciate you coming up and canceling your appointment so you could be on the program with me today.
You got it. I will talk to you tomorrow.
All right, sir. I will see you then.
All right, take care.
Thank you, James. And let me continue with this before I run out of time here. Okay, can I repeat? Yeah, I will repeat where I got the article at. You can go to rents.com, and I'll take you to the other website. It's OregonTruthAlliance.org. Okay? You should be able to find a story up there. If not, I will make sure that it's posted on our website tomorrow if it's not already. Now, let me continue with this, because this was a coup d'etat that happened within the intelligence community. They're fed up with the BS and the lies coming out of Bush and Cheney and the neocons that want to fire up World War III here, folks, and they're starting to rebel. There's chinks in the armor, okay? People within the Air Force also took part in this, shall we say, stand down. They actually stopped an atomic attack, a nuclear attack on a sovereign foreign nation. That's how important this is. All right. Now, although the Air Force tried to keep the B-52 nuclear incident from the media, anonymous Air Force personnel leaked the story to Military Times on September 5th, the day before the Israeli attacked the alleged nuclear installation in Syria, and the day planned for the simultaneous U.S. attack in Iran. The leaking of classified information on U.S. nuclear weapons disposition or movement to the media is itself unprecedented. Air Force regulations require that sending a classified beeline report to higher Air Force authorities on the disclosure of classified Air Force information to the media. In another highly unusual move, Defense Secretary Robert Gates has asked an outside inquiry board to look into Bent Spear, even before the Air Force has completed its own investigation. A virtual vote of no confidence in the official investigation being conducted by Major General Douglas Rauberg, Chief of Air and Space Operations at Air Combat Command. Now, Gates asked former Air Force Chief of Staff, retired General Larry Welch, to lead the Defense Science Board Task Force that will also look into Bent Spear incident. The official Air Force investigation has reportedly been delayed for an unknown reason. Now, Welch is president and CEO for the Institute for Defense Analysis, the IDA, a federally funded research contractor that operates three research centers, including one for Office of Science and Technology Policy in the Executive Office of the President, and another for the National Security Agency. Now, one of the board members for the IDA is Dr. Suzanne H. Woosley of the Paladin Capital Group and wife of former CIA director and arch neocon, none other than James Woosley. Now, WMR has learned that neither the upper echelons of the State Department nor the British Foreign Office were privy to Operation Orchard, although Hadley briefed President Bush on Israel spy satellite intelligence that showed the Syrian installation was a joint nuclear facility built with North Korean and Iranian assistance. However, it is puzzling why Hadley would rely on Israeli imagery intelligence, IMINT as they call it, from its OFECT Horizon 7 satellite when considering that U.S. IMINT satellites have greater capabilities. Now, Air Force's information warfare campaign against media reports on Checkmate and Operation Orchard also affected international reporting of the recent International Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA, resolution asking Israel to place its nuclear weapons program under IAEA controls, similar to those that the United States wants to impose on Iran and North Korea. The resolution also called for a nuclear free zone throughout the Middle East. Well, what are you going to do with Israel's 400 nuclear weapons? Ah, the IAEA resolution titled Application of IAEA Safeguards in the Middle East was passed by the 144-member IAEA General Meeting on September 20 by a vote of 53-2 with 47 abstentions. Now, the only two countries to vote against were Israel and the United States. However, the story carried from the IAEA meeting in Vienna by Reuters, the Associated Press, and Agence France-Presse was that the Arab and Islamic nations that voted for the resolution. Now, this was yet more perception management carried out by Checkmate, the White House, and the allies in Europe and Israel with the connivance of the media. In fact, among the 53 nations that voted for the resolution were China, Russia, India, Ireland, and Japan. The 47 abstentions were described as votes against the resolution, even though abstention is neither a vote for or against a measure. America's close allies, including Britain, France, Australia, Canada, and Georgia, all abstained.
Now, suspiciously, the IAEA carried only a brief item on the resolution concerning Israel's nuclear program, and a roll call vote was not available either at the IAEA website, www.iaea.org, or in the media. Now, the perception management campaign by neocon operation cells in the Bush administration, Israel and Europe, was designed to keep a focus on Iran's nuclear program, not on Israel's. Any international examination of Israel's nuclear weapons program would likely bring up Israel's nuclear scientist, Mordecai Vanunu, a convert, by the way, from Judaism to Christianity, who was kidnapped in Rome by a Mossad honey trap named Cheryl Bentov, also known as Cindy, and a Mossad team in 1986 and held against his will in Israel ever since. Now, Vanunu's knowledge of the Israeli nuclear weapons program would focus on the country's own role in nuclear proliferation, including its program to share nuclear weapons technology with apartheid South Africa and Taiwan in the late 1970s and 80s. Now, the role of Ronald Reagan's Director of Arms Control and Disarmament Agency, Ken Adelman, in Israel's nuclear proliferation during the time frame 1983-1987, would also come under scrutiny. Now, I'm going to stop here. There's a little bit more to the story, but you got the gist of this. And if you want to read the entire thing, go to OregonTruthAlliance.org or what was the other website that I gave? Oh, we'll just go to our site tomorrow. I'll make sure that the story is posted. But here's the deal, folks. We actually had, and I've been waiting for this. Remember, I've been calling, and I'm not a fan. I am not a fan of military coups. But I'm telling you what, if you don't want to see this country and probably half the world burned out to a cinder and half the population either poisoned or burned to medium rare, I would make a high-level decision here. Get your forces, walk into that White House, arrest Condoleezza Rice, Dick Cheney, George Bush, and anybody else standing there, put them in cuffs and put them in jail before they destroy what is left of this country.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in an emergency situation. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
During the break, I was thinking, John, do you actually know what you're saying on the air? Yes, I know exactly what I'm saying on the air. We have treasonous and traitorous people in our country. Now, I'm not talking about the international banksters here. I'm not talking about the creatures that feed off of this inside the United States with these corporate banks. That's bad enough. But on top of an impending depression, and all of what you worked for, all of what you labored for, all of what you sweated to keep, you're not going to be able to keep. And that's, I'm not, and if we have a run-in with Russia or China, with all of our forces outside right now of the United States, and we have these people shooting off nuclear weapons, And they've actually come out and spoken publicly about regime change concerning Mr. Ahmadinejad in Iran. That's what they're up to, regime change, and whether it be, you know, we've already seen it take place in Afghanistan, we've seen it take place in Iraq, they're planning the same thing for Iran, Syria, Saudi Arabia, the entire Middle East, folks. That's what these people are doing. And that's why I say, And if I had the power myself, or I had the troops under my command, I would be marching up the stairs of the White House at this exact moment to put these people in chains, haul them off to jail, put them up for treason, and I could get George Bush on a number of treason charges and make it stick. We're not talking about a little impeachment where he gets to stick around for the balance of his term and then quietly collect his retirement while he goes on screwing other people. I am talking about nailing this guy for treason. I didn't even take any phone calls today. I didn't even take any phone calls today. This information had to be put out. I had this interview scheduled for today. It is another little piece of the puzzle to wake up the dead out there. And to get them in action. Folks, if you are not talking up the sources of your news information, you are letting the rest of this country down. Do you understand that? Do you understand that being afraid and sitting on the fence?
Well, I don't want to give RepublicBroadcasting.org to my boss. He might think I'm crazy and fire me.
You're dead anyhow. Do you get it? You're dead in the water anyhow. Now's the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country. And I'm not talking about a typing exercise. I am talking about men of good conscience, goodwill, that understand the difference between right and wrong, and to stand up and face this evil that is just staring us right in the face. I'm not going to run. I'm going to run dead at them. I'm going to run right at them. Because there's no sense in turning tail and running, because you know what? You're only going to die tired. And that is the truth. So it's going to be up to you people, you, individually and personally, take the responsibility. Don't think that other people are going to do it for you, or somehow, you know, these guys, they do such a good job, they're going to be a great success. It has always been geared towards you. Always. So do something with it, damn it, before it is too late.
Yeah. It's true.